There are major awards like Oscars, Grammys, and Nobel Peace Prizes. Then there is the Battered Bucket Award. You've probably never heard of it, but if you won it, you probably messed up in a memorable way to get it. The story of a high school ag department and that award is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Ernest Moncrief taught agriculture and FFA for 35 years in Marlow, Oklahoma.
One of our students decided, you know, there's always somebody in the chapter that really messes up, and they ought to have some kind of an award.
His students developed the Battered Bucket Award. Each year, chapter FFA members would vote to award the bucket to the person who had really messed up something in the chapter that year. The advisor was eligible and won it on several occasions.
We went to livestock judging contest at Oklahoma City on the wrong day.
Moncrief had to return to the school and explain to the superintendent why he would need a substitute teacher to cover him for another time. In 1949, he remembers meeting students at the local cafe to take them to the stock show in Fort Worth.
When we got ready to go, some of the boys had duffel bags, you know. They just loaded everything in the back of the car, and we got to Fort Worth. My wife was pregnant with her daughter at that time. I told her not to call me unless there was a problem. When I walked to the barn down there, they had an emergency call.
He was worried his wife was in trouble. Someone else, though, was on the line.
It was Mr. Fisher calling us from then. He said, you stole the mail. What do you mean I stole the mail? He said, well, you picked it up then at Guy's Cafe when you loaded your stuff up and went to Fort Worth. I said, I don't think so, but I'll go check. And sure enough, it was.
The Postal Service trucks were leaving duffel bags of local mail at the cafe for the time for delivery. Moncrief had to make a quick trip back home so everyone in town could receive their paycheck he'd accidentally stolen. He once again won the Battered Bucket Award. His most memorable mess up, though, landed two students in the hospital. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside in Marlow, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McRae.